Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you go to a fitness club just to find the machines are sweaty or the dumbbells are all over the place and you have to look for the ones that you want? Or you go on to go on the Stairmaster and somebody's towel and water bottle are still sitting on there and you don't know if they're still using the machine? Well, my guest is fitness buff Lori Pines, and she wrote The Little Book of Gym Etiquette, a handbook for dealing with annoying people at the gym. Okay, so Lori, I love this. Talk about, first of all, the culprits of gym rage. What do you think are some of the worst things that people do at a gym? I mean, I got my own list, and I love that you wrote this book, but what on your list tops it?
Well, Melanie, you hit upon a lot of them. I mean, I think the worst is people leaving their things all over the place, and you don't know if they're done or not. You got the water bottles, you have the sweaty towels, you have the newspapers. I think that's one that really I see all over the place, and, you know, it really is annoying. But, you know, there's some other ones that, you know, also I hate to see. They bother me as much. People saving equipment, but they're sort of saving it by doing things. You're not even sure what they're doing. They're leaving their sneakers by the equipment or a bag, and you're supposed to mind read. Oh, I knew that they're saving the equipment. And I think the other one that really gets me is people that are real grouchy at the gym. You know, you go there, and you want to have a good mental time there, a good outlook, and feel positive energy. And people kind of grouchy and not sharing things, like sharing the locker room bench. Those are all things that really do kind of bug me.
Well, they bug all of us, you know. So give us some of your gym etiquette rules that you've seen in your time at a gym that you want people to be aware. So the grouchy, that's one. Don't be a grouch. When you go to the health club, fine. If you don't want to talk to anybody, that's fine. You've got your headphones on, keep your head down. You don't have to talk to anybody, but you don't have to also be rude about things. So now, what else?
Okay. We covered, I think, you know, the slob, the sort of somebody that's leaving things all over the place. Then you get the hogs, what I call the hogs. I came up with these names, and, you know, I did it, Melanie, with a bit of humor, because it's a little funny, but, you know, on one hand it's funny, and one hand it's not funny, like so many things in life. You know, you get these people that are very selfish about either they take forever to leave a piece of equipment, or they decide to lounge on a piece of equipment like it's, you know, a bench or something, and they're just going to hang out there and watch TV. I mean, that's something that's pretty selfish. And then I had, you know, another name for people, you know, that bugs me, called this, what I call the space invader. They're like in your face, okay? And sometimes trainers even do this if they're standing between two pieces of equipment and they're talking to the person they're training, and they're just in your face. You can see that they're there. Or you get people on sort of the stair mill, and they kick and they move their arms all the way to the side, so that basically their hands in your face. And I thought that was a problematic one. And another one I see a lot of, or hear a lot of, I should say, is a super talker. People that are really chatting, they're just chatting away very loudly so that you can hear them, or come up to people and start talking to them when really you don't want to engage in that because you're involved in your own workout. And we talked about the grouch. You know, that's somebody you never want to see. You want people to be as polite as possible at the gym. And then the last one I had was the exhibitionist. And, you know, nothing against nakedness. Everyone, you know, should be comfortable being naked in the locker room. But these are people really that are wearing inappropriate attire, you know, in the gym itself. So, you know, we're seeing a lot more than we need to see. And maybe just being a little too kind of sitting on the bench, you know, naked without putting a towel down, that kind of thing. So
that's disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting, and it happens a lot. So
it really does, and that's why you always want to put your towel down. And as far as the appropriate wear, and that's a tough one, Lori, only because the outfits that they put out now, and the thongs, and doesn't say you have to wear tights with those. I mean, I, as a director of a health club for years, watched people in these outfits jumping around, and all I could think of was how uncomfortable it would be and how I wanted to pull this thing out of my tush. And it just makes me crazy when people are wearing these kinds of outfits. So I know what you're saying. But then again, that's marketing. And then the store, even the little shop in the club, sells these kinds of things.
I don't agree with that. I mean, you know, it's just, I think there's a fine line. I mean, we want to look stylish at the gym, but, you know, we don't want body parts hanging out and, you know, hairy things. So, you know, just so that it's unpleasant for other people to see these things, you know.
Oh,
and,
it's
and again,
absolutely not.
Not to be too uptight. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it isn't. And now let's, how about some that are not on your list that used to drive me crazy, you know, emptying your weight bar. If you're using the bench press in the free weight room and you don't take, because we're using this show, Lori, to really get people to wake up, take your own weights off the bar and put them back on the weight stack. Right? I mean, do you use the free weight room?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, or leaving anything around. First of all, you know, one, it's really rude because then the next person can't find what they're looking for. But it's also dangerous. You know, there's things around and you don't see that people are leaving things on the gym floor. And, you know, you end up tripping on them or almost tripping on them. So, you know, I think it's almost a safety issue at some point.
I think so, too. And what about those people that tote around their gym bag and their gym bag is at each machine with them and it makes it actually, you know, you're kind of blocking the way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, look, there's times when maybe you have a small, you know, little sweatshirt or something and you put that on the machine with you. But these other people, they're basically carrying a suitcase with all their things because they don't want to, you know, put it away in the locker room first. It's rude and it gets in the way. I mean, some gyms have more space. They may have shelves or something, and that's a different story. But when they don't, you know, that's another thing that you have to be really considerate about. I mean, it all comes down to being considerate to the other people.
Well, I love that you mentioned the trainers because as one, I used to stand next to my clients and you don't realize when you're crowding the person on the machine next because some of these clubs, the machines are very close together. And as a trainer, you should be well aware that you don't stand between. You can stand in front of your person. What do you think about people on their cell phones? Because some clubs have a no cell phone sign, but yet people are allowed to talk to each other. Technically, why aren't you allowed on a cell phone? Is it annoying? Tell us about that.
Well, I think it is annoying that, you know, we really have to hear other people's conversations, and they're pretty loud. If someone is next to you on the machine and chatting away, it can be distracting. That's something you don't want to hear. You know, and I understand we need to keep in touch sometimes. So I find the best way to do it, you know, is really if you have to email or, you know, on a BlackBerry or on an iPhone. I think I'm getting behind the times now because I'm a BlackBerry user, but a lot of people are using their iPhones. I think if you need to, in other words, know what's going on either in your office or with your family, that's a much less obtrusive way to do it than to be on the phone and to be calling in and checking in with your office or with your family because it's distracting. You just want to not do something that distracts other people. That really should be the goal of all gym goers.
I think so, too. And what about resting too long? I mean, if you're taking up a piece of equipment and you do want to take a rest, do you feel you should get off the equipment and say to somebody, you want to work in, you can do a set, and then I'll come back and do my set?
I think you should do that. I mean, you don't want to get these people that work in. I did cover this in the book and stay forever. They stay
yeah, that's a problem.
In. It's in the right. It's the guise of actually they're really going to be even more rude by working in. But people just have to work together. You know, I think it goes back to how we all were on the playground when we grew up. You know, as little kids, you have to learn to share. And if you see that someone's waiting for equipment, you just want to say, oh, you know, do you want to use it and. You know, or how, you know, I'm just going to be a little while. I'm only going to be 3 more minutes and I'm almost off. I think you can head things off really by just communicating with other people at the gym. It makes it a lot easier.
I certainly do as well. And my biggest pet peeve really is when people gulp their water. They gulp it and they drink it all the time and they gulp really loud. And for some reason, it just hits me in a nerve. Anyway, Lori, tell people where they can find your book.
Oh, okay. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's also on BarnesandNoble.com, which I think is BN.com. So it's widely available on the Internet, and hopefully, you know, just spread the word out there about these issues.
It certainly is a great idea and good issues, the little book of gym etiquette. So, you know, do these things, and when you go to your health club, just be, it's manners, it's common sense. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.